new. Mignon asked us to pray for a few people, and then she also let us know that Rudy, who had the house fire, if you would like to donate to help, you can donate at the Methodist Church on Country Club. And then this next one hits home for me. A girl was raped and is needing a healing touch from God. And that one really hits home for me. And then she asked us to pray for all the churches and the pastors. What do you got over there? Yeah, we can do one page at a time. Is that better for you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be fine. Let's pray for these this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord. We lift up each and every one of these requests and needs today, Lord. We call upon you, Lord, and ask that you would just minister, Lord, that you would just bring the peace, the guidance, and all that we need. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the house fire, Lord God. I pray for these family members, Lord. I pray for all that have been devastated with this. And, Lord, I just pray that you would just make a way for them this morning, Lord God. I just pray that they just feel, Lord, your presence today, Lord, knowing that you hold, Lord God, everything in your hands. Everything is under control, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you would just replenish, that you would just restore back, Lord, all that has been lost. Lord, we pray for this girl, Lord God. We pray for a divine healing touch, Lord, physically, Lord God, spiritually, mentally, Lord God, within her life today, Lord God. This devastation, Lord God. But Lord, we know, and your word tells us and declares to us, for those that love you, that you are restoring, Lord God, that you are a restorer. And Lord, we ask today for your restoration to take place, Lord, in and through her life. Lord, I just pray that you would just minister, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for every single one of our churches, Lord God. We pray for our ministers, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to guide, that you would just continue to lead and direct, that you continue to cover and protect, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for every congregation, Lord God, as your word goes forth, Lord, let us pray, Lord, that an outflow of your spirit would begin, Lord, to pour out. Lord, prepare us, put us in place, put us in position, Lord God, ready, Lord, to experience, Lord, the revival that's on its way, for the revival that's about to outbreak, Lord, within our streets and outbreak within our communities, Lord God. We speak it today by faith, Lord God. We just ask, Lord, that you just continue, Lord God, to do your great work in and through each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We want to pray for the family of Susan Barnes, who passed away Monday. And then we want to pray for Jonathan Dykus. He's the 22-year-old son of Christy Kirtley, who had a head-on collision with a semi at the end of March. He's had 5 surgeries and 4 chest tubes. He has no feeling in his right hand or left leg. And they've been told he's too broken to go to rehab, so he is home now to heal. And they are also needing provision for the equipment for his care, and they're currently looking for a hospital bed.
Okay.
I want to say something to the young lady. You did not deserve what happened to you. That is a lie from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
You absolutely did not do anything to deserve that. And I want to encourage you to pray. Just to pray. And understand the influence behind the action. the influence behind that action was pure evil. It was not from God. And you did absolutely nothing to deserve that. And I want to encourage you just to seek the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Let's pray for these requests here. Heavenly Father, we come before you today on behalf of Jonathan, Lord. I pray, Lord, for his family today, Lord, as we went through this difficult, Lord, collision, this difficult accident. Lord, I just pray today for your healing touch, Lord, the surgeries, all that he has gone through, all that his body has gone through. Lord, we just speak today. We speak life and we speak healing. Lord, I speak full function, Lord, in his right hand. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just mend him back together, Lord God. Lord, you're a God that is able to mend broken pieces, Lord God. You can take pieces and put them back together. You know our bodies better, Lord, than any doctor may know, Lord God. You are the great physician, Lord God. You are the one that is able to restore, Lord. I pray for provision today. Lord, I just pray that you would just speak into the life of those, maybe even listening to this broadcast this morning, Lord God. Maybe they have some equipment, Lord, that they are able, Lord, to provide for this family, Lord God. They're in need of a hospital bed. Lord, I just pray that you'd speak to lives today, hearts today, Lord God, laid upon their heart. Lord, I just pray today, Lord, that they will pray able to provide all, Lord God, that they're in need of today. Lord, I pray for the family of Susan Barnes, Lord God, for this passing. Lord, I pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to be upon her family today, Lord God. I ask, Lord, that you would just send forth your peace, God. Lord, I just ask that you continue to be with all of these prayer requests and prayer needs today. We bring them before the throne room of God. We speak Jesus, Lord God. There is still power in your name. There's deliverance in your name. Everything, Lord God, that we're in need of, Lord, all we have to speak is the name of Jesus. And we declare that today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. So Gateway Church is our sponsor today. And I noticed on Facebook that y'all have an event coming up. So instead of playing the commercial, if you would like, I just assume you share the information about your church today.
Sure, that'd be great.
If that would work for you.
Yes, that will be perfect. And just exciting times. This is always a busy time into Easter, getting ready. You're leading into Passover, Mother's Day. So several things taking place. We're getting ready to start revival here in a couple of weeks. And so the first week of May, we're going to be in revival with Hansi Stein. Mm. And so he is going to be with us. I don't have the exact dates. It's going to be that week. It's the week before Mother's Day. And so it's always the week before Mother's Day. Sunday morning, 10:30, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and then Monday through Wednesday starting at 6:30. And so we will have those posted. We'll have flyers out and around. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And my wife always has my back on this. She does a great job. May 7th through the 10th. So that's the exact days. May 7th through the 10th. And so that is coming up. And we just invite all to come and to join us and have a great time in the Lord. And we just a church that loves people. We're just a great big family, and we are stronger when we come together.
Yes, and y'all are located at 4227 West 3rd Street, right here in Elk City. Woo woo.
Yes, mile and a half past Tractor Supply.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Chasten Music. And his title for today is, It Is Finished. It is finished.
Yes. Amen. And so it's been a great lesson. And it's just a reminder that Jesus said it was finished on the cross, but he's not finished with our life. And we're going to continue on here on what, when he said it is finished, what that means to us and why it's so important and significant for us. And another point here is it shows to us of the true power and victory that was taken away from the enemy and away from Satan. It showed the ultimate power that Jesus has. And as we said, it looked on that day that Jesus died and he said it was finished and he gave up his spirit on the cross and there was no more life in that physical body because God was fully man but also fully God. And the Spirit of God, even as a believer, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. These earthly bodies can only contain that powerful spirit for so long. It can only be confined. That's why it tells us that the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is continuing to be renewed day by day. It's getting more and more powerful every single day. And so the closer we get to the end and the coming of Christ, the more powerful we're becoming by our spirit on the inside of us. And we need that to face the times that we live. But when Jesus was saying it is done and it is finished, he was showing who holds the power. He was showing and revealing who holds the authority. And it was a word to us to say, get ready. It may look like it's finished, but you haven't seen anything yet. And somebody needs to hear that today. No matter what you're facing or going through, it's not the end. It's just the beginning, and you haven't seen anything yet on what God's able to do and where God is able to take you. So it looked like great defeat for the believer, looked like great defeat for Jesus and all. Looked like great victory for Satan and the enemy, but he was defeated. It was his greatest defeat. Not his greatest triumph, but his greatest defeat. Satan today, he's still roaming about. He's still loose. He's trying to do everything he can to deceive, to bring down, to steal, to kill, and destroy. But we've got to understand and realize that he is defeated. We've got to understand and realize that he has no power and he has no control. Everything was completed by Jesus Christ on the cross. And I like this scripture right here, Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 18. He tells us this, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive. Amen. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. And so he's saying, I'm not dead, I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And don't ever forget who holds the power and the authority. I still have the keys of hell and of death. I have a couple more closing thoughts here this morning. And I want to share a Greek word with us today. Maybe you've heard it. And the Greek word is this. The Greek word is tetelestai. And it means it is finished, but there's a greater depth to it. And it comes from the verb teleo. So tetelestai comes from the verb teleo, and it means to bring to an end. It means to complete and to accomplish. I'm thankful for the finished work of Christ. He loved us so much that he stayed on the cross all the way to his death so that sin and death could be completely destroyed. It was completely accomplished. But I like this right here. The word tetelestai, and I believe it's more than just a Greek word, but I believe it's a word, I think it should be a shouting word for the believer. I think it should be a shouting word for the redeemed, because this is what it means. It means the debt had been paid in full. The debt has been paid already in full. And so there was a great debt that was on our life. There was a great debt before us. But Jesus went and he said, no, I'm paying that price for them. I'm thankful that Jesus saw the value in us before we could even see and realize the value of our own life. And so many don't see the value of their life. Many don't see the value of even being here any longer. But I want you to know that Jesus loved you so much that he saw the ultimate greatest price, and he says, I see value in them. I see something good in them, and I'm willing to die for them. And that whole debt was wiped clean. Anything that the enemy tries to do is he tries to work on our minds. He tries to work on our life and reminds us, hey, we're not good enough. We're not going to make it. We're too far gone. There's too much of a price. There's too much of a debt that's stacked against you, all these accusations. But we got to realize those have already been done away with and accomplished 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. When Jesus said it's done, it's accomplished. The debt has already been cleaned. There is nothing left. And so whenever we get before God and he opens up that book, amen, that book of life, the only thing he's going to see is he's going to see the blood. That's all he's going to see is he's just going to see the blood. Everything has been covered and sealed by the blood of Jesus. And so we still got a few minutes, so I can still preach for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, when they placed Jesus in the tomb, so he went from the cross, now he's put in the tomb, he's been sealed off. But really, the greatest seal is what was taking place on the inside. So they thought they were sealing him in from the outside, but there was greater work that was happening on the inside, and it's the same for us today. The enemy's trying to seal us away from all the good of God. But he is not able to confine the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us. And another inside that tomb, when he left, there was the linens that were left, and then there was the folded napkin, which that's a whole other message right there, and that represented, I'm coming back. Finished on the finished on the cross, finished physically, I bared everything for you, but never forget that I'm coming back for you. Never forget the plan that I have for you. And so if there's anything that I can leave with all of our listeners today, is never forget where God is taking you. Never forget what God is able to do and accomplish in and through your life. It's not finished yet. There's still greater ahead.
Amen. Amen. You know, Monday, the day after Easter, Monday, I was getting ready to come, and I had gathered all my stuff to bring, and then I just paused for a minute. And I normally don't do this, but Monday I did. And I just did. Mm-hmm. And I just asked the Lord, I said, Lord, am I forgetting anything? Do I have everything I need? And he said, take the hope picture. Take the hope painting with you today. It's a good day to change out the paintings.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Yes, sir. So I went and I grabbed the hope painting. And yesterday, yesterday, a lady tuned in and said that she had been dealing with hopelessness. And that the Lord is beginning to restore her hope. And she, I guess it popped up on Facebook. And what she's seen was hope.
Wow.
On that painting.
Amen.
That's our hope.
Yeah.
To me, that's hope.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about who I used to be. I don't have to worry about what I used to be.
Yeah.
Because it's all right there. He took it.
Yeah.
Even though it was 2,000 years ago. He took it.
Right.
And something you said about the about the cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's really, it boggles my, I don't understand. Something, I'm just going to be honest. I don't understand everything. I don't. I long to. Yeah. Oh, how I want to understand it all. But I don't. But my sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
When you was talking about the cult. Mm-hmm. Imagine yourself on that cult. Don't worry about it. Surrender it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes people have a hard time, you know, getting past our past. There's gonna be, and it's okay. It's okay. Some people are not gonna be able to receive this me. And that hurts my heart.
Yeah.
That they can't see or they can't get past my past in order to see
right.
my Jesus in me. Mm-hmm. They can't get past my past and see that redemption is possible.
Yes. Amen.
And it's kind of like the Jews back then. They had their mind so made up that God was going to save them from the Romans. Yeah. They were so focused on what they could see that they couldn't receive the salvation that they were being offered, the saving from the sins.
Yeah. Right. It was amazing. They could not see it. But the thief that was next to Jesus on the cross could see it. Yes. And that's when he said, when they were all yelling mockeries and things at God, he was telling Jesus, remember me.
Yes.
Remember me when you get to. And that's when Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise.
Yes.
So even the thief on the cross next to Jesus could recognize, and his own people could not.
Yeah. My prayer today is that we have an open heart. And not just an open heart, but an open heart that's teachable. Because if I remember right, the word says he will write his laws on our hearts.
Right.
And we have to also understand, I believe, yes, sir, I believe we also need to understand that what he has brought me out of, he probably hasn't brought you out of what he's brought me out of. But they're probably, you know, there could be similar relatable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the laws he writes on your heart for you may not be the same laws that he writes on my heart for me.
Yeah.
And please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm all about, you know, I want to be teachable. I want to know if I've got something wrong or twisted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the same law, and the laws he writes on my heart may not be the same for you. So I can't look at me and my redemption and my salvation and what the Lord writes on my heart, and I can't sit here and put it on you.
Yeah.
I can't be, well, okay, the Lord said this to me, so here, brother, here, okay, yeah. That's what the Lord told me, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think it's so important in today's time, in this age, mm-hmm. in this time, that we just be there and encourage and lift up. I can't go around. I love you, Lord. Your humor is just, I just love you. I can't go around and hammer people with the laws that he's written on my heart. You know? I can't do that. However, I can be willing to sit with someone who is dealing with similar situations.
Right.
And I can pour out to them what the Lord has done for me. And then stand with them in agreement that the Lord is bringing them out of that and has something so special for them. And he's guiding them out.
Yeah.
And let my words encourage that person to keep going. Don't give up.
Right.
And don't give in to the enemy. He's a liar.
Yes.
And a thief. He don't want you to have that. He don't want you to have that.
Yeah.
And if he can convince us that, and I was convinced at one time that was for everybody but me. Because of the life I lived and the things I had done.
Yeah.
But redemption is real and it is so sweet.
Yes.
And it's there. If you have something tormenting you, write it on a piece of paper, make you a cross, and nail it to it. Because there's nothing that didn't cover.
That's right. Amen.
Would you like to pray this and this out, brother?
Absolutely. Dearly Father, we're just so thankful today. I'm so thankful for this program, Lord, that continues to share the light and share the word and the truth. Lord, I just pray today as dismiss, Lord, that we never dismiss from your presence, that just pray that your word continues to come alive with us, Lord. Just let today be a reminder that you're not finished, that what you desire to do in and through our life, Lord, is still great and still important, and there's still purpose for us. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to bless Tina, bless Monica, bless Neva as they continue, Lord, to do your work and continue to further this ministry. Pray that you continue to open new doors, new opportunities, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Chasten Music. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Amen.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.